We're going to continue on our study. And I'm really trying to drive home a very important point. That in order to make our marriages stronger, we must become more like Christ. And that's just a fact about everything. To be a better father, what should I do?
你要做一个好爸爸，我该咋办？
Become more like Christ.
你要越来越效法基督的模样。
To be a better minister for God's people.
你要做一个更好的神的羊群的牧者，怎么办？
It may help to get a PhD.
你去拿一个神学博士学位，也许有帮助。
And study more.
更多的学习有帮助。
But that's not the main thing.
那不是关键问题。
I know men who have PhDs who are utterly useless.
我知道有些神学博士在神面前他毫无用处。
The most important thing is conformity to Christ.
最重要的是效法基督的模样。
Now I want to continue talking about that.
我要继续强调这一点。
And we're going to talk about something now that has a greater impact on us than what we know.
我现在要讲一件事啊，对我们来说，那个影响力超过我们所明白的。
And that is avoiding evil influences in our lives.
就是在你生活中除掉一切不良的影响，负面的影响。
There are things around us that distort our understanding of reality.
在我们周围有很多事情使我们对事实的理解会扭曲，对真理的理解会弯曲。And
they can, especially the media.
特别是那些媒体的事儿。
And how they can have a great impact negatively on our marriage.
他们对我们的婚姻有一个负面的影响。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
A few years ago, John Green, who works in our media department, he called me into his office. And he said, look at this on my computer screen.
你看看在我的电脑的那个上面，荧幕上。
It was a trailer for a movie, a video for a movie.
是一个。
It was The Amazing Spider-Man.
是那个神秘的蜘蛛人，不是蜘蛛人。
You know, the guy who shoots webs out of his hand and stuff.
手里头会发蜘蛛网那个。
And he said, look at this
他说你看看,
45 second trailer.
45秒钟的一个片段啊。
I said, okay.
我说我看好。
And so the music came on.
那个音乐就开始放了,
very powerful.
很强烈的音乐,
got your heart going.
叫你的心跳越来越快,
and then here comes Spider-Man.
然后这个蜘蛛人就啪出现,
he's swinging through the air.
他在天上飞旋,
he's doing flips.
两手臂在那儿跳,
he's picking up cars and throwing them. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
车子给抬起来丢，哇，他飞檐走壁啊！
And at the end of that 45 seconds, you were just breathing hard.
45秒钟之后，你几乎就喘不过气来，惊心动魄。
That's amazing.
哇，这惊人呐，叫人惊叹。Now, 好,
there was nothing immoral in the video.
这个片段里头没有什么不道德的东西啊。
There were no bad words.
也没有说脏话啊。
So how could it have a negative impact on young people?
这些是怎么能够对年轻人有一个负面的影响呢?
Here's how.
什么负面影响啊?
Life isn't like that.
因为实际生活并非像那个。
It doesn't move that fast.
不会那么快的。
And it doesn't have music behind it.
也没有背景音乐。
And you and I can't fly through the air.
你我也不能够飞檐走壁。
And we can't lift up cars.
也不能够把车子举起来。
And every day is not full of excitement.
每天不是像充满那么多刺激的东西。
You see enough of those kind of movies.
如果你看那些电影看多了。
And real life begins to look pretty dull.
那真正的生活就变得乏味了，没意思了。
You look at the video games.
你看那个游戏啊，那个叫什么？
There's one video game called Minecraft.
其中有一个游戏叫做 Minecraft.
That a lot of kids play.
很多孩子都会玩的，就是。
In which you can build your own world.
你可以建立创造自己的世界。
Now, there's nothing immoral about it. It's not bad.
也没什么不道德的或者不好的事儿。
But think about it.
但你想想。
You get to build your own world.
你可以创造自己的世界。
You get to build great buildings of architecture.
你可以建造你自己的建筑设计的房子。
You can dig beautiful mines down in the ground, tunnels into the ground.
你可以在地上能够造各样的隧道，采集矿物等等。
With instant gratification.
你立刻可以得到满足。
You don't have to sweat.
你没必要流血流汗。
You don't have to work.
没必要下功夫。
You don't have to study engineering.
没必要学习工程学。
In time, we are no longer happy with real life.
过一段时间之后，我们看多了，我们对实际的生活就不满意。
Now, why have I spent time talking about that?
为什么我要花时间讲这些事儿呢？
Let's look at marriage.
我们看看婚姻啊。
Especially, well, a lot of ladies,
很多姊妹们,
and young girls,
年轻的孩子,
will watch these romantic movies.
会看那些罗曼蒂克的那些爱情片。
You know, maybe the movie Pride and Prejudice or something like that.
什么骄傲与什么偏见，我没看过，我不知道。
And the men are really good looking.
这些男人呢，长得非常帅气。
But then you look at your husband and he kind of looks like a frog.
看你老公看起来像只青蛙一样丑八怪。
And those men act, you know, so like gentlemen, so
那些电影的男人哇像的绅士一样风采翩翩。
And your husband kind of looks like a frog.
你老公像个青蛙丑八怪猪八戒。
And he doesn't come sweep you off your feet.
他不会来啪把你一下抱起来。
And the romance
那个罗曼蒂克,
that you see in the film every day,
你天天在电影里看到那个,
it's not in your life.
在你实际生活中你没有经历到。
And you begin to think that's reality.
你就会以为那电影才是事实。
And then you look at your own life and you're not happy.
那你看到自己的生活你就觉得不满意了。
But the standard you're using is not real.
但你用的那个标准不是实际的标准。
Ladies,
姊妹们。
Isn't it amazing?
这不叫人惊讶吗?
That whenever you see a movie like that,
你每次看了这样的电影啊,
the whole movie is about meeting this person,
这个整个电影都是跟这个人相约会,
and then pursuing them,
然后就追追追,
and then at the end of the movie,
等到那个终了的时候,
they get married,
他们就结婚啦,
and that's where the movie stops.
这电影就到此为止。
Think about it.
想想。
Why?
为什么?
Because after marriage, they're doing dishes just like you.
因为结婚以后，他们会跟你一样继续洗碗。
And after marriage, the man goes off to work.
结了婚以后，那个男人就去工作了，赚钱去了。
And begins to grow old and look like a frog.
然后也慢慢就老了，像青蛙一样。
But they never show you that part.
但那个部分他们就不给你看了。
So when you see a relationship between a man and a woman,
所以当你看到一个男女之间在追逐的关系,
it's always at that initial stage,
总是那个初步的热恋阶段,
where it's exciting,
那个精彩刺激的阶段,
and it's new,
是新鲜的香艳的,
it's never 25 years afterwards,
从来不会演25年后发生什么, 不会。
And you see how that can have an influence?
你看这会怎么影响你吗?
You look at your husband sitting over there on the couch,
你看你老公坐在那个沙发上,
eating potato chips,
在那吃那个,
he looks like a frog,
看起来像个青蛙猪八戒,
and you think,
你想,
this is not good.
这不好，我的婚姻不好。
Now, if you're a husband, you shouldn't be sitting on the couch all the time eating potato chips.
你是做丈夫的话，你也不应该坐在沙发翘二郎腿吃东西啊。
And you shouldn't look like a frog.
你也不应该长得像青蛙一样。
Now, men, it's the same way.
弟兄也是这个道理，对不对？
And I'm going to talk about this later, but especially for you young men.
尤其我等一下会讲，尤其对年轻的弟兄而言。
The world, the devil, puts before you an image of what a beautiful woman is.
这世界跟撒旦会摆在你眼前一个美丽的女人应该什么样的一个样子。It's
a lie.
这是一个谎言，虚谎。
I was listening to an interview with a supermodel.
我在跟一个超级模特儿，我看到她，
and she
她在电视上的那个采访。
She was real honest.
这个女人是很诚实的。
She said, I don't even look like me.
她说我跟我自己的那个模特儿样子都不是这一样的。
She said, after they take my picture,
她说他们照了我的照片之后,
then it goes into the computer,
然后他们把它放到电脑里头,
and they can make my legs a little longer,
他们把我的腿给弄长一点,
and they can take off this little piece of fat right here.
她把我身上那个肥肉给去掉了。
I was listening to another lady.
我听到另外一个女的。
You know, if a person goes without water for 3 days,
如果一个人啊，三天不喝水,
they can die.
就会死掉。
Before she would do a photo shoot where they would take her pictures,
当他们在照她的照片之前呢,
she would not eat or drink water for 3 days.
这个女的会三天不吃饭不喝水。
So that she would look very, very thin.
所以看起来她就非常苗条。
You see how it's a lie.
你知道这是一个谎言，虚谎的东西。
And so then a man looks at all this on television.
所以当一个男人在电视上看到这些照片,
or in the posters on the street,
或者在大街上的广告上看到,
and he looks at his wife,
然后再看看他的妻子,
not the same.
不一样哎。
But this is a lie.
那是个谎言。
And so he is demanding something from his wife that isn't real.
所以这个男人就会向他的妻子要求一些不切实际的东西。
That isn't even possible for those ladies in the picture.
甚至那个模特儿的图片，照片里的模特儿，他们都办不到。
Now that doesn't mean that men should just let themselves go and not care about their bodies.
这不是说我们就不完全照顾自己身体了。
And that doesn't mean that women should just let themselves go and not care what they look like.
这也不是说女人就随便就吃啊胖啊就不管了，不管怎么样，自己长怎么样了。
But it does mean that we have all kinds of influences.
意思乃是说， 在我们周围有很多的影响，负面的影响，
that really mess up our marriage.
使我们的实际婚姻给搞糟了。
You know that pornography is a great problem all over the world.
你知道全世界这些黄色的这些影片啊，都是个大问题。
The majority of internet use has to do with pornography.
大多数人用网络是为了看这些黄色的。
Now, pornography is sin.
当然这些是罪恶。
If you look at a woman with lust in your heart, you've sinned.
当你看到女人心中动了淫念，你已经犯罪了。
Why is it so bad?
为什么这么邪恶呢？
First of all, it's something like murder.
首先这是像谋杀一样。
Or slavery.
或者像奴役一样。
Now, what do I mean?
什么意思？
When you look at a person with lust in your heart,
当你心里头动了淫念, 你看那个女人,
you are killing their humanity.
你再把他们的人性给抹杀掉。
You're reducing them to nothing more than an object.
你把他们当作一个你猎取的对象而已。
It's also like taking a person and making them your slave.
就像把一个人给俘虏, 使他成为你的奴隶, 性奴隶。
Under your dominance and desire.
在你的欲望之下, 受你的辖制。
It's wicked and God hates it.
这是非常邪恶的, 也是神所恨恶的。
But here's another thing about pornography.
还有一件事关于那些黄色的东西。
It will mess up your marriage.
这个黄色东西会使你的婚姻给糟蹋掉。
Because it will create an unreal standard.
因为这会造成一个不切实际的标准。
That your wife or your husband will never be able to meet up to.
不管你丈夫或妻子都永远没法达到那个要求。
Do you see?
看到没有？
And so, if we are going to be like Christ,
如果我们要像基督的话,
there are certain things we have to eliminate from our lives.
我们生活中有些东西我们要除掉的。
You will not be clean.
你不可能洁净。
Even if you take a shower every hour.
就算你每个钟头都洗个澡，你也不可能洁净。
If you are also jumping in mud every hour.
如果你每个钟头都跳到泥里头去，你就算每个钟头洗澡，你也不能洁净。
Even if you eat healthy food,
就算你吃健康食品,
you will not be healthy.
你也不可能维持健康。
If you're also filling your body with unhealthy food,
你总是吃一些杂七杂八的不健康的食品。
In order to be clean,
你要保持洁净的话,
you have to stay away from certain things.
你必须要逃避一些事儿，远避一些东西。
Young men,
年轻人,
especially you,
特别你,
you need to fear pornography.
你要远离害怕这些黄色的东西，情欲的东西。
Fear it.
要。
Because eventually it will turn you to a pervert.
因为这些事会使你成为一个扭曲的人。
Because you lust after something.
因为当你邪欲望想要得些东西的时候，
and at first it satisfies you.
你首先当然你会得满足，
but then it's not satisfying.
然后你就不满足了，
and you need something even more perverted.
你就需要一些更加扭曲的东西来满足你，
and then that doesn't satisfy you.
那个也不能满足你，
and you need something more perverted.
你就需要更扭曲更可怕的东西，
until finally you become a monster.
直到最后你会成了一个妖怪，
a twisted monster.
一个扭曲的怪人怪物。
Fear.
你真的要害怕，避而远之，远离，逃避。
Well, now let's look at some things. First of all, let's go to 2 Timothy 2:22.
我们先看提摩太后书二章二十二节。
Also, you need to understand that this is not just a problem in the West.
你要了解这些事儿不仅是西方人的问题啊。
China ranks very, very high. Asia ranks very, very high in pornography.
还有中国在这些黄色的这些东西上也是名列前茅的。
It's dangerous.
这是很危险的东西。
2 Timothy 2:22.
提摩太后书二章二十二节。
Now flee from youthful lust and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
你要逃避少年人的私欲，同那些倾心祷告主人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Flee youthful lust.
好，要逃避少年人的私欲。
When you see the word youthful in the Bible,
当你看到圣经的讲到少年人呢、啊、
it has to do with most of the time with foolishness.
大多数情况少年人都跟愚昧人息息相关。
The silliness of a little child.
那小孩那些愚顽的事儿，愚昧的事儿。
Vain things, empty things.
没有价值，没有意义的虚空的事儿。
Lust just doesn't have to do with sexual lusts.
这里这个私欲不仅仅是跟性欲有关。
But it's desiring anything that is just foolish in God's eyes.
就是在神眼里头都是愚昧的任何的欲望。
So it could be sexual lust.
可能是性欲。
It could be lust after money.
也可能是对金钱的欲望。
And remember this, no greedy man will enter into the kingdom of heaven.
记得贪心的贪财的人不能进神的国。
Are you hearing me?
听见没有？
Greedy men go to hell.
贪财的人会下地狱。
It could be, you know, just lusting after the satisfaction that comes from playing video games all the time. It could be anything that's just silly.
任何的私欲，可以借着玩游戏得满足的这种欲望，任何这些愚昧的欲望。
It could be a girl standing in front of the mirror all day.
也可能是个女孩成天照镜子啊。
Concerned all about her appearance all the time.
成天只关心自己的相貌如何。
It's vain. It's silly.
都是没有意义，是虚妄的。
Avoid it.
要逃避。
Now I want you to see that it uses the word flee or run away from.
注意这个字啊，逃避少年人的私欲。
And it uses that word before it says pursue.
这里前面讲的也是追求，意思就追求。
If you're running towards something,
如果你朝着一个目标在奔跑，
you're also running away from something.
同时你也离开一个东西在逃避。
If I run toward that wall,
如果我向那个墙在奔跑，
I'm running away from that wall.
我在向我后面的墙就远离。
You can't run to both things at the same time.
你不能同时朝着两个方向跑。
If you're going to do all these good things in this verse,
如果你要在做这段经文里头做这些好事的话，
you must run away from all the bad things in this verse.
你必须从这些经文里头那些不好的事逃避，才能够
Let them go.
你要让那些东西走。
Let them go.
要放掉那些。
And then run after righteousness.
才能够追求，能够奔向公义。
Now,I want to direct your attention to the fact that this is a command.
我要你注意啊，这是一个吩咐，是个命令。
And a command, with a command, there's only two options.
当神吩咐你的时候，你只有两个选择余地。
Obey.
要不就顺服。
Or disobey.
要不就反叛，不听。
Now let me ask you a question. I want you to answer it in your own mind.
好，请问一个问题，请你用你的头脑来回答啊，心里头回答。
Don't you avoid this.
你不要把它避开啊，不要逃避。
Or like my mom used to say, don't make me come down there.
像我妈说的，不要 让我下来对付你。
Are you obeying this?
请问你是否正在顺服这些事？
Are you running away from
你是否一方面在逃
避 vain and silly and sinful desires
那些虚妄的犯罪的那些愚昧的一些欲望私欲
Are you running toward
你是否正在追赶追向
righteousness
朝着公义奔跑
Righteousness means conformity to a standard
义的意思就是达标达到一个标准啊
The standard is God's nature and God's will.
这个标准就是神的旨意跟神的圣洁，神的标准。
Are you running toward it?
你是否向着神的公义的方向在奔跑
Are you seeking to be more like God?
你是否正在追求越来越像主
And more conform to his will?
越来越效法他的旨意，遵行他的。
Now, I'm going to say something in a really unusual way.
我要说一些话，说的跟平常不一样。
Are you righteous according to God?
你是否按照神的公义而公义
Or are you seeking to be righteous according to the world?
或者照着世人的标准在行公义
Now, what does righteousness mean?
义的意义是什么
Conformity to a standard.
是达到一个标准，对不对？
In God's eyes,
是在神眼中的神的标准。
For me to be righteous,
在神眼里，我要成为公义的话，
is to be like Him,
就是像他的话，
and to do what He says,
按着他所说的话去做，达标。
For the world's standard,
那根据世界的标准呢？
For the world to call me righteous,
是世人称我为义的话呢？
I must seek to look like the world,
我必须要跟效法这个世界。
And I must do what the world says.
我必须照着世人的想法来做。
You see,
你看
this is why Christians die as martyrs.
所以基督徒才会殉道啊。
Because according to the world,
因为按照世界的标准
they're not righteous.
我基督徒是不义的。
We're not like the world.
因为我们不像世人，没有
效法。We disobey the world.
我们不顺服世人，不随从他们。
And therefore the world condemns us.
所以世人会定我们罪。永不同流合污。
But it's better to be condemned by the world.
我们宁可被世人定罪。
Than to be condemned by God.
也不要被神定罪。
Okay, so are we pursuing righteousness?
我们是否更正在追求公义？
Are we pursuing faith?
我们是否在追求信德？
Remember,
记得
without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦。
Are we growing in our trust of God?
我们是否在我们信靠神的这方面，我们在成长长进？
Trusting Him for our salvation.
我们信赖他来拯救我们。
trusting him for our daily life.
为着我们生活的每天的需要来信靠他。
You know, in the Old Testament,
你知道在旧约圣经,
this is very important for some of you men.
对你们这些弟兄来说是很重要。
And some of you women.
姊妹也是很重要。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约里,
we have the command of the Sabbath on Saturday, right?
在礼拜六我们要守安息日，对不对？
And they're to rest on the Sabbath.
旧约要在安息日安息。
That was a command.
这是神的吩咐。
But you know what it demonstrated?
你知道这个是在示范什么，表现什么？
More than anything else.
超过任何事情。
It demonstrated faith.
这是在表现出信心。
I do not have to work 7 days a week in order to survive.
我没必要一个礼拜七天，天天工作才能够生存。
If I will simply follow God's will, He will care for me.
只要我按着神的旨意行，神就会照顾我的生活，供应我的需要。
Now that's good to apply to us today.
这对我们来说，这可以有实际应用的。
Especially to the Chinese Christian.
特别是中国基督徒啊。
Who is so hard working in this world.
我们在世上啊，中国人是最努力干活的。
Hard working to have a good life.
为了要找到更好的生活。
A nice home.
美好的房子、家庭等等。
Men who don't have any time to spend with their wives.
男人忙到一个地步，没时间跟妻子在一块。
Are no time to spend with their children.
没时间花在孩子身上。
Because they're working, 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 working. Can you believe God?
你能够信赖神，信靠神吗？
And work very hard.
是，努力工作没错。
And yet, at the same time,
那同时呢？
Trust God.
你要信靠神。
And spend time with your family.
你要花时间在你的家人的身上。
Do you see that?
看到没？
Are we pursuing faith?
我们是否在追求信心？信德就信心。
Now, guys,
弟兄们,
listen to me.
注意听。
Look at the next one.
看看下一个。
Love.
还有仁爱。
Are you pursuing love?
你是否在追求爱心？就是仁爱。
Are you chasing after the ability to love your wife in a greater way?
你是否正在竭力地奔向追求更加的爱你的妻子的能力？
Are you working at it?
你是否在下功夫付代价？
Are you pursuing it like the Olympians are pursuing a gold medal?
你是否像奥林匹克运动员要得金牌一样的一样在追求爱心？
In a biblical sense, a man ought to be seeking to be the greatest lover in the world.
从一个角度，一个男人需要 成为世界上最有爱心的，最大有爱心的人。
Someone who loves his wife.
爱妻子，竭力的爱妻。
Loves his children.
爱他的儿女。
And wife, it's the same for you.
妻子们，对你们来说也是一样。
Are you seeking to demonstrate more love?
你是否正在追求越来越彰显神的爱？
For God, your husband, your children.
爱神，爱丈夫，还有爱儿女。
Do you know that there is an old Chinese proverb?
你知道有一句中国的古典的名言?
There is.
有啊，真的。
Do you know what it is?
你知道中国谚语说什么? 我都不知道。
A man is not a great lover because he can love 1,000 women.
一个男人能够爱1,000个女人，他不是一个有大爱心的人。
He is a great lover because he can love one woman for 1,000 years.
他呢，一个真正有爱心的人呢，是爱一个女人爱1,000年。
Now I saw that in a kung fu movie, so I don't know if it's true or not.
我在那个中国人功夫的电影里头看到了，这是中国人的名言，我不知道是不是真的，我没听过，他发明的。
But it is a good thing to think about.
这是一句很好的名言，值得我们思考。
When you first see your wife,
当你第一次见到你妻子,
and wow,
wow,
and your heart is pounding and everything,
你的心就加快了，等等。
And then 3 months later, not that big a deal.
3个月之后就跳不动了。
That's not the way it's supposed to be in the Christian life.
在实际生活中不应该这样。
We are to pursue love.
我们要追求仁爱, 追求爱心,
and to pursue peace.
还要追求和平,
we are to pursue peace in the family.
我们在家庭里头追求这个和睦,
Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers.
主耶稣说, 那使人和睦的人有福了,
those who work and endure for peace.
那些, 朝着和睦的方向使人和睦的有福了。
Wives, are you seeking peace or seeking to declare war on your husband?
做妻子的, 你是否是在追求和睦呢? 还是要向你老公宣战呢?
Now ladies, don't get mad at me.
姊妹们,不要生我的气啊。
I'm just saying what a few Chinese men have told me.
我现在是告诉你一些中国男人告诉我的一些事。
Because I said the Chinese women are so humble and quiet.
你知道,中国女人看起来非常的谦卑,非常安静啊。
And some Chinese brothers, their eyes opened up like this.
那有些弟兄的眼睛就张大了。
They said, no, Brother Paul.
保罗弟兄,你不了解我们中国女人。
That is in public.
这是在公开场合下,
in public, they are so humble and quiet.
他们非常的温柔谦卑啊。
But when they get home,
但回到家里啊,
they turn into demons.
他们就变成了鬼怪了,妖魔鬼怪。
They complain and fight.
成天就打仗, 成天就,
they can make life very, very difficult.
就埋怨, 他们使我生活不好过。
Now don't get mad at me.
别生我气啊。
That's what the Chinese men told me.
这是中国男人告诉我的秘密。
There is a real sense in which the woman can truly control her husband.
从一个角度啊, 女人可以真正的操纵她们的老公, 操纵她们的丈夫。
But it's not by anger,
但不是借着她的脾气操纵,
complaining,
不是借着埋怨操纵,
fighting,
或者打仗啊, 干仗,
but by love,
借着爱心,
and a gentle spirit,
和一个温柔的灵。
And we'll be talking about that later.
我们等会儿也会讲到这一点。
Now, so we need to, whenever these vain ideas come at us, we need to reject them.
当这些世俗的虚妄的思想临到我, 我们要拒绝。
When these lustful, wicked desires come, we need to reject them.
当这些淫念, 这些不好的思想临到我们, 我们要拒绝。
We need to be very careful about what we look at in the media.
我们要很谨慎, 我们在媒体电影上看的是什么。
And we need to learn to think like God.
我们需要照着神的思想来思想。
And we need to pursue the things that God says are worth pursuing.
我们要追求神叫我们追求那些有价值的东西。
Another thing.
好, 还有一件事。
We need to protect our eyes.
我们要保守我们的眼目。
Now, generations ago, this would have been preached primarily to men.
几代人之前啊,这些我现在讲到大多数是跟男人讲的。
It used to be that men were the only ones who really struggled with this so much.
从前啊, 只有男人会在对眼目的情欲上有挣扎。
But the more wicked our culture becomes,
但是我们的文化越来越堕落,
the more this also infects the feminine gender.
这个眼目的情欲也影响到了女性的。
That men are no longer the ones who are looking at pornography.
现在不是男人在看那些黄色录像。
Women now,
现在女人,
pornography
也看。
And it's deadly.
这实在是致命, 要命。
In Psalms 101 verse 3,
诗篇101篇第三节怎么说?
David says,
大卫说,
I will set no worthless thing before my eyes.
Which verse? 101.
101 verse 3.
第三节, 邪僻的事我都不摆在我眼前。
Now, a worthless thing,
邪僻的事,
is a vain thing.
是虚妄的事。
Oftentimes it's used with regard to pornography.
往往讲的是那些邪情私欲的那些电影啊。
But that's not really the idea.
那这里不仅是如此,
it's included.
当然也包括那些,
but I will put nothing before my eyes.
我都不摆在我眼前。
That is vain.
任何没有价值的东西,
that has no worth in God's opinion.
在神的眼里, 这些都虚妄的, 没有价值, 没有意义的。
I will make nothing my goal.
我不会使这些成为我的目标。
That is worthless in God's sight.
在神眼里头, 那些没价值的,
Whenever we want something, we want to become something.
我们每逢要成为什么东西,
或者要得到这些东西,
we set that goal before our eyes.
And we strive to be like that.
我们就竭力要像那个样子。
What are you striving to be like?
到底你在竭力追求像什么样呢?
What are you looking at?
你看的是什么东西?
What's really influencing you?
到底什么在影响你?
That's a very important question.
这些都是很关键的问题。
For some men, it is pornography.
对某些男人也许就是黄色路上。
And some women.
那对某些女人呢?
Or it could be wealth.
或者是金钱、财富,
or fame,
或者名誉、地位,
or power,
或者权力,
or an easy life,
或者一个舒服的安逸的生活,
someone who's just lazy.
有些人就偷懒,
all these things need to be removed from us.
这些我们都要远离, 逃避,
and we need to fix our eyes on Christ.
我们要定睛在基督身上,
fix our eyes on heaven.
定睛在天上,
fix our eyes on God's word.
定睛在神的话语上,
and then that will have the great influence in our life.
然后我们的生命才能够有,
look at Job.
才会受影响, 我们看约伯,
look at Job 31.
31章, 约伯记,
Job 31:1 says, I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then could I gaze at a virgin?
31章第一节, 我与眼睛立约, 怎能恋恋张望处女呢?
Now, just look at that.
你看看,
Job made a conscious decision.
约伯做了一个从良心里的一个决定。
He made an agreement with his eyes.
他跟他的自己的眼睛立约。
He made a vow.
他起誓,
he did this before the opportunity came to him to sin.
这个在他有机会犯罪之前,他已经立定心智了。
I've made a vow.
我已经起誓发誓了。
I have made a decision.
我已经下定决心了。
I am not going to set my eyes upon the virgin.
我不会恋恋地张望处女,不会看。
What does the virgin represent?
好,这个处女代表的是什么?
Usually in the Bible it represents not something bad but pure.
在圣经里通常代表的不见得是坏事,乃是纯洁的事。
Usually someone young,
通常是年轻的,
and beautiful,
漂亮的,
the beauty of youth,
年轻的美貌。
And in one sense, there's nothing wrong with that.
从一个角度就是没有错,
but it's dangerous. You don't fix your eyes upon it.
你不要定睛在这些事上,
because that virgin doesn't belong to you.
因为那个妇女不是属你的,
she belongs at this point to her father.
在这个时间段是属她的父亲的,
she will belong to her husband.
有一天会属她的丈夫,
she doesn't belong to you.
她不属你,
she has nothing to do with you.
她跟你毫无关系,
she's not a part of God's plan for your life.
她对你生命, 你对你生命的计划里头不是神的计划里的一份子,
leave it alone.
你就放手, 远离。
There are things in this world that are inherently good.
有些事在世上,这本身是善良的,美好的,没有错的。
And yet they can become dangerous.
但是对你而言可能很危险。
Because we live in a fallen world.
我们活在一个堕落的世界里。
Do you see that?
看到没有?
And because even as Christians, there is a unredeemed aspect of our humanity still in us.
因为身为基督徒在我们里面还有 堕落的,还没有被救赎的一个成分在里面。Let
me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。Let's
say that someone comes to this service, this preaching.
有人来参加这个聚会,来听到。And
it's a woman.
是个姊妹,女的。And
she really loves theology.
她很喜欢神学。She
really is smart in theology.
而且在神学上她很杰出,很有智慧。
And she comes up and starts talking to me and Larry.
她开始跟我们两个在讲论神学问题。
About theology.
讲的是神学啊。
And everything's, it's good.
她讲的都很好。
And then, later on,
然后不久呢,
I say to her,
我跟这个姊妹说,
hey, after the church service,
聚会完了以后啊,
let's go out to dinner,
我们一起去吃饭啊,
and talk theology.
我们继续来谈论神学问题。
Now, is it sin to go to dinner?
吃饭有没有问题?
No.
没问题, 对不对?
Is it sin to talk about theology and God and doctrine?
谈论神学是不是犯罪? 讲教义啊, 讲神的事儿, 有没有犯罪?
No, it's not.
都没犯罪, 对不对?
But would it be right for me to do that?
但是我这样做对不对?
Absolutely not.
这也没错啊。
Why?
为什么?
Because we live in a sinful world.
这不是没错,绝对错了。因为我们活在一个堕落的世界。
And we are still susceptible to sin.
因为我们仍然可能犯罪。
Now, let's change that to another time.
我们换个时间,换个时间。
We're now in heaven.
我们现在在天堂。
And you see, and you're a guy, you're a man in heaven.
你是个男人在天上。
And you see my wife walking down the street in heaven.
你看我的妻子在天上,在街上走啊。
And you say, hello, Charo.
你看 Charo, 你好。保罗太太
and you sit down,
你就坐下来
both of you,
你们两个一起坐下来
and you talk for about a year,
你讲了一年谈一年天
about God and what he did in your life,
讲到上帝在你生命中的作为
will that be wrong?
有没有错
no,
一点都没错
why?
为什么
there's no sin,
因为天上没有罪
no impure thought,
没有任何不纯洁的思想
no lust,
里头没有任何的贪恋
no jealousy,
没有嫉妒
do you see how sin has messed up our world?
你看罪恶如何已经把我们的世界搞得乱七八糟
but because there is sin,
因为在世上有罪
then even things that can be good and beautiful,
世上本来是美好的事物善良的
Some of them are off limits.
有一些事是你不能做的，超越你能做的范围。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
You need, you know, today it's really common for theologians to say we need to live with passion.
今天啊，一些神学家很普遍都会说，我们需要有热情啊，生活有热情。
And that's true.
当然没错。
But let me say this.
但我告诉你啊
，We need to live with caution.
我们要谨慎的生活
Caution
谨小慎微
You know what your problem may be?
你知道你的问题也许是什么吗
You trust yourself too much
你太信任自己了
I don't trust myself
我不敢信任自己
All men and all women are capable of sin
所有的男人女人都可能犯罪
And because of that we need to guard ourselves
因此我们要非常的谨慎
We need to be cautious
我们要谨小慎微
In the book of Ephesians Paul tells us to walk circumspectly
在以弗所书保罗告诉我们要在世上要智慧行事
Now maybe a week from now
也许一个礼拜之后
Someone will go, did you go to that marriage conference?
有人会说你有没有参加那个有关婚姻的会呀
You'll say, yeah.
我说是我参加啦
But it wasn't really a marriage conference.
其实讲的不是婚姻问题
All he talked about was godliness and conformity to Christ.
他讲的都是敬虔跟效法基督
Yeah.
没错
And if we were godly and conformed to Christ, our marriages would be wonderful.
因为如果我们真是敬虔，我们都效法基督的样式，我们的婚姻一定会很好。
Now let's look at another thing that we have to be careful of.
好，我们再看一件我们要谨慎的事。
We must avoid, if we're going to have a good marriage,
如果我们要个美好的婚姻的话
we must avoid evil men and evil women.
我们也要远避那些邪恶的男男女女。
Or let me put it this way. We must avoid carnal men and women.
我们要远避那些属肉体的男人跟女人。
They may call themselves Christians.
也许他们自称是基督徒哦。
But their speech and their actions are carnal.
但他们的言行却是属肉体的。
And they can have a horrible influence upon us.
他们可能对我们有一个非常负面的坏的影响。
We were in Psalms 101.
我们在诗篇101篇了。
I want you to look there again.
我们再翻过去看一下。
Psalms 101 verses 3 and 4. He says, I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not fasten its grip on me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil.
邪僻的事我都不摆在我眼前。悖逆人所做的事我甚恨恶，不容沾在我身上。弯曲的心思，一切的恶人。 我必远离，我不认识。
It is amazing how quickly you and I can come under the influence of other people's unbiblical thoughts and actions.
你知道别人不合乎圣经的言语行为，多么快的就影响我们，我们好容易受影响，叫人惊讶。
I remember when I was younger.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I met a group of Christians.
我遇到一群基督徒。
And I believe they are Christians.
我相信他们是真基督徒啊。
But they were a lot freer than me.
但他们比我更加的放肆。
And they would say things like, you're just too strict.
他们会说，你太严谨了，太过分了。
Or there's nothing wrong with doing this.
或者他们会说，这没错啊，做这些事没关系。
Or there's nothing wrong with doing that.
或者做那些事儿有什么大不了。
And it began to have an influence on me.
就开始对我有一些负面影响。
I thought, well, am I too strict?
我就自己问自己，我是不是太过分了，太严格了。
But then I realized that they're always going as far as they can to push their freedom.
我就发现他们会尽量的自由到一个地步，越自由越好。
They were always looking for a way around even direct commands in Scripture.
甚至圣经里头直截了当的吩咐，他们都要绕个弯子，要。
And they were doing things that weren't necessarily sin.
他们会做一些事儿，不见得是犯罪啊。But
they were very, very close to sin.
但是很接近犯罪，很危险。And
dangerous.
但是就要超越了。
And I realized I had to pull away from that.
我知道我必须远离这样的朋友。
Was having an influence on me.
因为他们在影响我。
Now, here in Psalms 101, he says, I hate the work of those who fall away.
他说那些悖逆人所做的事，我甚恨恶。
He's not hating them.
他不是在恨人啊。
He's hating what they're doing.
但是悖逆人所做的事。
And then he says, literally, it will not fasten its grip on me.
说得明白，它不容粘在我的身上，就是不容抓住我。
Now, let me show you something. I don't want you to think this is not funny. I just want to show you something.
我现在要给你示范一件事，你不要认为很好笑啊。
Let's say that Larry's hand,
譬如我的手,
Larry represents sin.
譬如陈哥代表罪啊。
Our relationship with sin always begins this way as Christians.
我们跟罪恶的关系啊，身为基督徒啊，总是这么开始。Well,
I can touch it.
我可以碰罪一下，沾一沾。And
I can pull away.
然后我可以逃掉。So
that's not a problem.
没问题啊，碰沾一点，跑掉。But
then it's no longer touching it.
然后我不是碰一下子哦。I
can hold it.
我可以抓着它。But
I can let go of it.
然后可以放掉。And
I can hold it.
我可以抓一阵子。And
let go of it.
放掉。
But then one day I grab it,
我抓住罪,
and it grabs me back.
罪把它抓回来,
and now,
好现在,
I'm trapped.
我现在被缠住了。
That is so true.
这是真的, I won't let him go.
When the Bible talks about being unequally yoked,
当圣经讲到不要跟不幸的同父一轭,
it's the same idea.
这也是同样道理。
A yoke was a big, it was like a wooden beam.
一个鹅是一个木头的一个木架。
It goes over the neck of one big ox.
在一个大牛的身上的 颈项上架住,
and then connects that ox to another ox right beside it.
另外一个架子架在另一个牛身上,
and wherever one goes, the other has to go.
其中一个要动的时候,
now this can refer to marriage.
这个可能是讲的是婚姻啊, 可以,
don't marry an unbeliever.
不要跟一个不幸的同父有儿,
but also the idea is this. Don't enter into any relationship with someone that is eventually going to have a greater influence upon you. Than you have upon them. For example,
譬如,
there's a place I go every once in a while.
有些地方我偶尔会去啊，有个地方。
It's a gym.
那是一个运动。
They train fighters there.
他在那儿操练锻炼那些打功夫的人。
And I witness.
我会传福音给他们。
They all know I'm a Christian.
他们都知道我是基督徒。
But I really like that atmosphere.
但我喜欢那个环境，那个气氛。
I like to be around fighters and things like that.
我喜欢跟那些打功夫的人在一块啊。
But I have to be careful. If I begin to see that they have a bigger influence on me, then I need to break that. Do you see that? So if you're trying to reach out to a group of lost people,
所以如果你要赢得一群失落的人,
you have a relationship with them.
你开始跟他们有关系了,
that's great.
很好,
unless you begin to see that they're having an influence on you. Then, for the sake of your soul, you have to cut it. And especially, ladies, listen to me, with regard to marriage.
特别姊妹们在婚姻里头,
I have seen fathers and pastors be so stupid with regard to this.
我看到有一些做父亲的还有牧者在这些事上非常愚昧。
A girl in the church,
一个教会里女孩,
or someone's daughter,
或者一个爸爸的孩子,
begins to go out with a lost guy.
开始跟一个失落的人跟他谈恋爱了,
and it's permitted.
起初没有谈恋爱, 只不过交朋友而已啊, 没问题。
Or the father or pastor will say this,
或者这个父亲或者牧师会说,
you can't do that.
你不能那么做,
he needs to be a believer. So a week later,
一个礼拜之后呢,
the guy is converted.
那个男孩就信主了,
and gets baptized.
然后受洗了,
and then the pastor or the father are so stupid.
这个做爸爸的或做牧师的,
they say, now it's okay.
可是,
do you even have a brain when you do that?
你有没有脑袋, 当你这样做的时候?
Now I know I'm talking hard, but I'm doing it on purpose.
我知道我讲得很厉害, 但是我是故意那么讲。
Get you to see how dangerous this is.
我要你看到是何等的危险啊。
You should tell that young man.
你应该告诉那个男人, 那个男孩。
And tell your daughter.
也告诉你女儿。
He's not a Christian.
哎, 他不是基督徒。
You have no business entertaining this idea.
你根本连这种想法都不要有。
If a few weeks later the guy's converted,
如果几个礼拜后那个男孩信主了,
wonderful.
太好了。
You still can have nothing to do with my daughter.
尽管如此, 你这个男孩不要碰我女儿。
Let's give this about 4 or 5 years and see how you grow.
再给你4、5年的功夫来考验看看你长不长进。
And then we'll see.
然后我们再考虑,
if you grow into a godly man,
如果你继续成长成一个敬虔的男人,
with no promise of ever knowing my daughter,
而且我不应许你认识我女儿,
and I see that you're doing this for Christ,
我看到你是为了基督的缘故成长的话,
and it's going to take you years to prove it,
你要花很长的时间, 多年的时间才能证明自己,
then we'll talk.
然后我们再考虑这婚姻问题。
You see the difference?
你看到这两者不同吗?
To do it any other way is just dangerous. Now, I want us to go to another verse.
我们再看一节经文,
1 Corinthians 15:33. And then I'm going to apply this to marriage.
15:33节,
1 Corinthians 15:33. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals.
你们不要自欺, 烂交是败坏善行。
Bad company will corrupt you.
烂交会败坏你。
I don't care who you are.
不管你是谁。
Now, how does this have an impact?
这怎么影响我们呢?
We've already talked about all the ungodly influences in this world that can have a negative effect on our marriage.
我们已经讲到在世界上有哪一些负面的影响力能够对我们的婚姻有负面的影响。
But more specifically,
现在更到位,
if you're a man,
如果你是个男人啊,
do not hang around with other men who have negative attitudes about their wives.
不要跟那些对自己妻子有负面的想法的男人成天在一块。Do
not hang around with other men who are not seriously pursuing to be good husbands.
不要跟那些对婚姻不认真、不愿意做好丈夫的男人在一块。Do
not hang around with men who are publicly criticizing their wives.
不要跟那些公开责备自己妻子的男人。
It will rub off on you.
因为一定会翻在你身上这些负面的影响。Do
not be around men who are constantly talking about and looking at other women.
不要跟那些成天讲别的女人啊，或者成天看别的女人那些男人混在一块。Flee
from them.
你要远离他们，逃避他们。And
women,
姊妹们,
many of the women's prayer groups in churches.
在很多教会里的所谓的祷告会啊,
if I was a pastor, I would put a stop to them immediately.
如果我是牧师的话，我会立刻停止这些所谓祷告会。
And many of the women's fellowship groups, I would put a stop to them immediately.
很多姊妹的所谓的交通会，我也会立刻止住。
Why?
为什么？
Because the women have given up on building relationships with their husbands.
因为有些情况，这些姊妹停止跟自己的丈夫继续的更深的认识交往下去。
And so they find their comfort and fellowship with other women.
所以他们在别的女人身上找到安慰，找到出口。
And oftentimes,
往往。
It leads to nothing more than women getting together and criticizing their husbands.
往往导致的不过是女人在一块儿一起谈论，或者是一起贬低自己丈夫，埋怨丈夫。And
they do it in a pious religious manner.
他们表面上看起来好像是非常的敬虔，在讨论。
Pray for me.
为我祷告。
Why?
为什么？
My husband.
我老公。
He's this.
他怎么样？
He's that.
他怎么样？
Now listen, sister.
姊妹们，请听。
If you're in a marriage,
如果你在一个婚姻里头，
your husband is abusive.
你的丈夫在施行家暴。
Physically abusive.
用拳头动手动脚打你。
Are even severely mentally and emotionally abusive.
或者在精神上，这各方面在逼迫你。
You do not need to be silent.
你没必要保持沉默。
But that doesn't mean you need to go to your prayer group and just gossip all the time.
但不是说你要到你的祷告会里头，成天就在背后说。
You need to go to real authorities.
你需要找去那真正的有权柄的那个地方。
I would, as a minister, I never, never would I recommend that a woman put her life in danger by being with an abusive man.
我身为一个传道人，我不会叫一个姊妹在一个家暴的环境里头继续的忍受下去。So
please understand me on that.
请明白我要说的话。
A woman who's being hurt by her husband, beat by her, she needs to get help really quick, real help.
一个姊妹如果真正被丈夫打，有家暴的倾向的话，你需要得到真正的帮助。For
example, if some woman came to me,
如果一些姊妹来找我，
and I had the inkling that maybe she was going to tell me her husband was abusive.
我有那个感觉，她要告诉我她丈夫在家里头，I
would tell her this.
我会告诉她。
I will go to the authorities.
我会去有权柄的地方。
I mean, I don't, never are we saying as ministers that you should do that.
我们不是说, 身为传道人, 你要,
or that you should be hiding while you're suffering.
隐藏你所受的苦, 受的害,
but what I'm talking about is this.
我讲的乃是,
women who are just having to deal, as husbands have to deal, with normal problems in the marriage relationship.
姊妹或弟兄, 在婚姻的过程中有些正常的一些 打打闹闹啊,吵吵闹闹的,
it does no good to go to a group where a bunch of women or a bunch of men are just together complaining about their husbands and wives.
你到那个所谓的男人祷告会、女人祷告会、男人女去埋怨这些事儿，没有用的。
Also, when there is a man or a woman that's having a lot of trouble in their marriage,
或者一个姊妹或一个弟兄在婚姻里头有很多的麻烦问题。
They often delight in hearing news about other people's problems in marriage.
他们往往喜欢听别人的婚姻里头有什么问题，同病相怜。
And then many women who have no respect for marriage, or men who have no respect for marriage,
很多男的或弟兄或姊妹对婚姻毫不尊重。
When they hear someone say, I'm really having trouble in my marriage,
当他们听到别人说我在婚姻里头有很多问题的时候,
they don't give biblical advice.
他们也不给你合乎圣经的辅导。
They said, well, you just need to get out of there.
你要离婚离开。
You need to divorce that guy.
不跟他叫他滚蛋。You
need to divorce that woman.
你把那个女人赶走。
Because when people have sinned,
因为当人犯罪的时候,
they want other people to do the same thing.
他们要别人跟他一块犯罪, 同流合污。
If I want to learn how to do something really well,
因为如果我要学一件事情学得很好的话,
I'm going to go find a person who does that thing very well.
我要找一个专家，他做得很好的人来学习。
And I want to learn from them.
我要从那个专家身上学习。
I don't want to learn from someone who's failing just as bad as me.
我不要找个坏榜样，跟我一样糟糕的人，从他身上学不到好东西。
Another thing that we've got to realize,
还有一件我们要知道,
is that you should not hide in the church.
你不应该躲在教会里。
You should not hide in a men's group.
你不应该躲在男人营里、男人堆里。
Or hide in a woman's group.
或者女人的团契里。
That's one of the greatest problems that we have.
这是我们所面临的其中一个最大问题。
If there's a problem in the marriage,
如果婚姻里头有问题,
you need to work on it.
你需要努力解决它。
And you may need to get some help.
你也许需要一些帮助。
But real help.
但真正的帮助。
Real biblical counsel.
合乎圣经的辅导,
and we need to protect our mate.
是我们需要保护我们的另一半。
If my wife has some character flaws,
如果我的妻子有一些品德上的瑕疵,
I shouldn't go tell other people.
我不应该去告诉别人。
I should protect her.
我要保护我的妻子,
and her reputation.
保护她的名誉。
If I have character flaws,
如果我有品德上的缺点,
she shouldn't be going out telling the whole world.
我妻子没必要告诉全世界。
She should love me enough to protect me.
她应该爱我，以至于要保护我的名誉。
Now again, there are extremes.
当然有一些极端的情况。
If your husband is beating you, or your life is in any way in danger, physical harm,
或者要肉身伤害你，要杀你等等。
Yes, you need to get help.
你需要
quickly,
找一些帮助, 快快地找人帮忙。
But with regard to these other matters, be very careful you're not gossiping.
其他那些次要的、那些正常的, 你小心啊，不要在背后说闲话。
There are women in the church who are more married to other women in the church than they are married to their own husbands.
有些女人啊，跟自己教会里女人的关系啊，比自己老公关系更亲。
And men, it's not only their fault.
弟兄们，这不仅是他们的错。
It's your fault.
也是你们弟兄的错。
One of the things that women bring to the marriage is conversation.
其中一件女人带到婚姻里的事就是谈话。My
wife likes to talk about things more than I do.
我妻子呢，讲话讲很多话多过我。
Does that make her wrong?
她就错了吗?
No, that's what gives our marriage balance.
这使我们的婚姻平衡。
You know, wife, let me ask you a question.
做姊妹的、做妻子的，让我请问。
Have you ever looked at your husband and say, What are you thinking about?
你有没有看着你老公说你在想什么？
And they say,
他们说
nothing.
什么都没想啊。
And you say, that's impossible. You can't think about nothing.
你不可能脑袋空空啥都不想。
No, men really can think about nothing.
Can?
We can do it.
这男人可以脑袋空空啥都不想，可以。
We can stare at a wall and think about nothing.
我们可以看着墙壁脑袋空空啥都不想。
And that's why we're married.
所以我们要结婚。
So that we learn not to think about nothing.
所以叫我们可以想一想一些东西。
So that we learn to talk.
学习说话。
And converse.
然后跟人交通。
Husband, if you don't sit down and talk with your wife and listen to your wife, you're in sin.
弟兄们，如果你不坐下来跟你妻子谈话，听你妻子说话，你在犯罪。
Well, that makes me mad.
你说我生气。
Well, you can get happy in the same pants you got mad in.
Same one.
Never mind. I don't care if it makes you mad.
我才不关心你生不生气。
It's true.
真的。
And maybe one of the reasons why your wife is finding fellowship with other women.
可能你的妻子跟其他的姊妹在交通的原因是。
Is because she has no fellowship with you.
因为她跟你交通交不通，堵塞了。
Think about that.
你想想。
Are you ready?
做好准备没有?
Brace yourself.
你要做好准备啊。
That's why a lot of mother-in-laws are the Antichrist.
所以很多岳母啊都成了敌基督了。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子啊。
See, I say things this way so you'll listen to me.
我之所以那么说，好叫你好好听啊。
Because everyone else talks really nice and you don't listen to them.
都说得很好，是你不听他们讲。
So I talk this way so that you'll listen.
我这么讲话是叫你好好听。
A husband does not have fellowship or intimacy or affection with his wife.
一个丈夫跟他的妻子没有很好的交通或者亲密的交往。
He may have sex,
他可能有性关系,
but he doesn't have fellowship,
但是没有交通,
doesn't talk to her,
不跟他讲话,
doesn't show affection toward her,
也没有对他有什么爱的表现。
So what does she do?
所以这个女人会怎么做?
She finds it somewhere,
女人就从别的地方找满足。
She finds it in her children,
在她儿女身上找满足。
She finds that affection and tenderness in her children,
她在她儿女身上找到那个安慰，找到那个温柔。
Especially her son.
特别他的儿子身上。
And everything's just fine.
这一切都没问题啊。
Until one day,
直到有一天,
a girl comes into her son's life.
一个女孩进入他儿子的生命中。
And she hates that girl.
这个岳母就恨那个。
She treats that girl like that girl was an adulteress.
恨那个女人了，就像那个女人像个犯淫妇一样恨她。
Because that girl has stolen her son from her.
因为那个女孩把她的儿子给从她心中夺走了。
And that son is the one from whom she gets all the affection.
那个儿子是这个女人从她身上得到满足跟关系的一个对象。
That she should have been getting from her husband.
这个对象应该是她丈夫现在嫁到儿子身上。
Do you see how sin just multiplies itself?
你看罪是如何的加增，如何的繁衍。
My job,
我的工作
is to love my wife,
是要爱我的妻子
so that she is totally and completely satisfied,
好叫我的妻子能够完全的得到满足。
So that when a young girl comes along one day,
所以当有一个女孩有一天来了。
And my son falls in love with her.
我的儿子跟她谈恋爱，爱上她了。
My wife is praise God.
我的妻子会哈利路亚。
This is wonderful.
这太好了。
Girl, now you get to take care of him.
女孩，你现在好好照顾我儿子了啊。
That boy is not the source of my wife's affection.
所以那个男孩不是我妻子的爱的对象。
I am.
情感发泄对象，那是我。
I am.
我。我才是理所当然。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
And I want you to know, as a mother-in-law, you can be the greatest blessing in the world.
我要让你知道，身为一个岳母，你可以是世上最大的祝福。
or you can be a curse straight out of the pit of hell.
要不然你就是从地狱里出来的最大的咒诅。
You know it's true.
你知道是真的。
And young men,
年轻的弟兄们,
one day when you marry,
有一天当你结婚,
your mom is no longer number one in your life.
你的妈妈不再是你生命中的第一位了。
And you may have to go to your mother
你也许要到你妈妈面前,
and say this,
告诉她,
I love you.
妈妈我爱你,
I appreciate everything you've done for me.
我也很感谢你为我做的一切。
I will do my best to care for you.
我也会尽我所能抚养你。
But if you do not show respect to my wife,
但如果你不尊重我妻子的话,
you will never see my face again.
你就永远不要见我的面。
You are now a new family.
现在我是
You are no longer a little boy. You should honor your father and your mother. But your mother doesn't run your home. And that woman that God gave you, she's number one. You've got to understand that. Men, you have got to love your wives.
做丈夫的男人，你要爱你的妻子。
So that this kind of thing never occurs.
好叫这些事儿不至于发生。
So that your wife can freely give her children away in marriage.
好叫你的妻子能够放心的把孩子嫁出去。
And be happy about it.
而且开开心心的。
Without feeling like she's jealous of her daughter-in-law.
叫他不至于对他的叫什么媳妇嫉妒他的媳妇。
Now you may never hear any preacher talk like this.
你也许没有听到任何传道人讲这些真话。
This is exactly what you need to hear.
这是你需要听见的。
You know it's true.
真的，你知道这是真的。
There's a lot of young daughter-in-laws out there right now that are going, Amen, Amen.
现在很多的年轻的媳妇都说阿们阿们。
All right, well, let's pray.
好，我们祷告。
Father, please help us subjugate everything to your will.
父神帮助我们凡事都顺服你的旨意。
Help us to walk biblically.
帮助我们按着你的话语。
That we might honor you.
好叫我们尊重你，荣耀。
And have peace.
而且彼此和睦。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.